Welcome to All Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined tonight and this morning, I guess, is when most people will be seeing this. Justin Wells of InsideTexas.com. Justin, you were at the Lufkin versus Longview game tonight. You get a chance to see Jalen Hale, the big wide receiver that the Longhorns are after. He goes for 6 catches, 100-plus yards, and a touchdown. You spoke with him afterwards. He's expected to make his decision on Wednesday. What's going on with his recruitment, and tell me how he looked.
I'll tell you what. When he found out that Texas wide receiver coach Brennan Marion was here tonight, that's the biggest smile I've seen in a couple months. Jalen Hale is ready for his decision, Bobby. This is a kid that's been on the varsity at Longview since he was a freshman, which is rare. He's been recruited for over 3 years, 40-plus offers. We're finally coming to a conclusion on Wednesday. You know, he looked great. Let's put it that way. Lufkin was down a little bit last year. They've started to cycle back up. So they had some. It was a really chippy, intense game. And Jalen Hale brought his brought the X factor. He had an amazing catch there. I believe it was the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter. On three, recruits picked it up on Twitter and on Instagram. It was a fabulous catch. It just was everything. Kind of feels like it's at a conclusion. He's still headed to A&M for his official visit this weekend. I asked him what he's looking for. Basically, he wants to see how they run their offense. And he knows they have good receivers. He's curious if the quarterbacks can get them the ball. He's curious if that offense can actually operate on a regular basis. But right now, I'll just say that when he announces on Wednesday, Inside Texas will be there in person.
Got it. Down to Alabama, Texas, and Texas A&M. Other games around the state and country today and tonight, none other than Arch Manning. Leading an improbable comeback down in New Orleans, down 34-12 at halftime. Manning, of course, 35. Manning leads Newman High School to 35 unanswered points in the third quarter. In the first 8 minutes of the third quarter, they eventually beat Benton High School, a 5A school in Louisiana, 54-52. From reports down there, Manning absolutely took over the game. I'm sure it's guys like Arch Manning that have people like Jalen Hale excited about the future of Texas football.
That's exactly right. Actually, you know, it's funny, Bobby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I asked Arch, I said, hey, you were at the official visit for Texas last weekend. He just said all the nice things. Xavier Worthy was his host. I learned that him and Xavier have actually built a friendship. They talk on a regular basis now. He had a blast. I said, what was it like watching Quinn Ewers throwing passes? And he said, he just gave me a big grin, and it was almost like he didn't want to say too much, but it was just like, that's a great quarterback. That's a guy I want to play with. And then I said, well, by the way, Arch Manning, the kid that's coming in the class after coming in this class with you, potentially, I said he was down at the half and then led a second half comeback. And he's like, yes, I can't wait to transition from Quinn to Arch in college. So Jalen may have given away a little bit. I'm not real sure, but I know for a fact that grin was ear to ear when he knew Brennan Marion was here and that Marion had made that trip and in making that effort.
Yeah, and he's still making his visit to A&M this weekend.
So
you never know what can happen, but it's very interesting. Joe Cook was at Temple versus Arlington Martin. Arlington Martin ended up running away with that game. Javian Toviano, one of the defensive backs that the Longhorns are after, had a pick six in that contest. McCall Harrison Pilot had a couple of catches. But all in all, it's an interesting night for the Longhorns. Justin, you're down in Lufkin on Friday night. The Longhorns are playing UTSA. You and I talked on Tuesday night last. We're still trying to not talk about who the quarterback is going to be for the Longhorns on Saturday. What are you expecting from Texas this weekend?
I'm expecting I was probably expecting a little bit of a letdown just because it's natural after such a big high and effort and you know, everything that happened last Saturday with Alabama, not get down to a point where you lose, but obviously there's always a natural letdown. And then UTSA filmed the video, which I thought was funny and clever and hilarious. They filmed a uniform reveal video in Austin on campus. And so if any Texas fans were worried about the Horns possibly overlooking this team, you know, looking ahead to Lubbock next Saturday against opening Big 12 play against Texas Tech, I don't think you need to worry about that anymore. This bunch is going to be locked in. I think it's going to be a pretty vanilla game plan. I don't want to give away too much, but I'd be shocked if it wasn't a veteran quarterback that's been there before and done that, leading the way out of the tunnel. And so at the end of the day, it's gonna be closer just because UTSA plays close football, Bobby. You don't blow out that team. Jeff Traylor's teams rarely get blown out. Even when you go up big, they still fight. They still scratch. They still claw. And so this is going to be one of those games where UTSA has nothing to lose. Texas has a lot to lose. Texas has some injuries they're dealing with, so they're going to do the best they can with the depth. I think you'll see a little Bijan. I think you'll see a lot of Rashawn. I think you'll see a lot of Keelan Robinson. I think there's potential to see some younger receivers, possibly a Jai Hall, Brendan Thompson as well. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be a better game than people are anticipating. But Texas is just too talented across the board, Bobby. If you go position by position, it's a mismatch everywhere.
Yeah, I think except for maybe quarterback, right? Where
I wouldn't say that. Has...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay. I would have said that Tuesday. I'm not saying that on Friday.
Okay, I got you. All right. Here's the reality of it. Unlike last week, where the rest of the Big 12 had big games, as well as Texas, there's only a couple of games in the Big 12 that really have my attention. Oklahoma goes to Nebraska. Nebraska breaking in a new coach. The Sooners double-digit favorites there. Then you also have Texas Tech going to NC State. The Wolfpack hosting.
Number 16, NC State.
Yep, 16.
Tim Beck's got his guys looking good, Bobby.
I don't know about Tim Beck, but the defense at NC State is playing well. The offense looks like
Oklahoma-Nebraska game, they call that the Casey Thompson Bowl. I don't know if they're going to put it on a cover of Sports Illustrated. We'll have to wait till next week.
I got you. And then the one that's really interesting to me is Kansas goes to Houston, a matchup of future Big 12 teams. Kansas leads the country in scoring right now. Houston, however, we'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
Houston's good. Houston is solid. Houston is good. Houston could easily be 2-0, and Houston plays at a Big 12 level right now, Bobby. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, we talk about all of this in the other games around the conference. There's some big games otherwise in the state. Miami goes to Texas A&M. But let's focus a little bit more on the Texas-UTSA game. We talked a little bit about the Texas offense. You did. What are your expectations for the Texas defense?
You know, it's going to be controlling Frank Harris. He's kind of the guy that goes with that team now. Last year, it was more run-oriented, kind of leaned on Sincere McCormick, and it was more strategic. Now, it's going to be more trying to find, you know, soft spots for those big receivers. And really, the game is going to come down to third and sixes. I really feel like that. Where DeMarvion Overshone was going to have to spy a Jordan Whittington, Frank Harris, and where Jaron Thompson is going to have to really be, you know, cautious of where guys are. You're going to need what we saw last Saturday against Alabama, all that cohesion and communication and talk that the defense was doing in that back end. You're going to have the same amount because UTSA is not going to come in and roll over. They don't care it's Texas. They think this is their opportunity to prove people wrong. This is a bunch that went to Army last week up in West Point and beat them in overtime. A game that they really didn't think they were going to win back in the summertime. So there's a little confidence there, but it's really going to become the Frank Harris show. If you can keep him in the pocket, keep him contained. Like you said, I think we talked about Tuesday night, Ovi's going to bend the edge. Sorrell's going to bend the edge. Make sure those interior guys keep their, you know, keep their gap assignments. I think this is going to be a pretty good game for Texas. It matches up really well, actually. The defense that Texas runs is a really strong counter to what UTSA does. And so it all begins and ends with Frank Harris. He is an electric kid. He gets out of the pocket. He can beat you. I don't worry about UTSA with big plays. I worry about third downs and him extending drives and keeping the defense on the field and extending the game. That's what I worry about. If the offense can take control and the defense can get some early stops, just like they did against ULM, just like they did against Alabama, I see no reason why they won't continue that against UTSA on Saturday night.
Yeah, I think the word that we came to in the Friday afternoon chat was discipline. Texas needs to play defense with some discipline tomorrow or this evening, whenever you're watching this, and not overrun their lanes, not get too far. UTSA does have a good group of receivers, but they're not necessarily speedsters that you worry necessarily about beating you over the top.
No. Zahari Franklin's a lengthy guy. That's probably their best receiver. And he's a guy, he's not going to really beat you, you know, so much, you know, a vertical. He's going to catch the ball and he's going to move around. And so that's the guy that you put Ryan Watts on. Like, I don't know if he's seen a 6'3" corner across, shooting across from him. And I think that's why Ryan Watts is such an advantage for this defense.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
That's interesting. Good point there, Justin. All right, I'll let you get home, Justin. Thank you for the live report from Lufkin today, as Jalen Hale of Longview catches the ball 6 times, 100 plus yards and a touchdown. Arch Manning also on Friday night goes bonkers against Benton High School down in New Orleans and leads them to a 54-52 win, scores 35 consecutive points in the third quarter alone. They were down 34-12 at halftime and they win 54-12.
Hey, Bobby, real quick, Bobby. Yep. I don't hear about this. You remember that overrated narrative that was kind of being sprinkled around? I've asked people. I'm not hearing that anymore for some reason. Who could imagine?
All right. Justin Wells, InsideTexas.com. Please visit us. We'll have a game day thread up on Inside Texas all day, talking about not only this game, not only the Longhorns game, but college football in general, for people that want to stop by. Again, Justin Wells of InsideTexas.com. I'm Bobby Burton. That's been a special edition of On Texas Football.